This is Travis.
Hi, Travis. This is Victoria Scully for Local Splash. I'm calling to follow up regarding a request for listing verification. I can see here that you just granted us manager access to your Google profile. We will be working on the optimization, okay, for that profile. We're making sure everything is set up correctly before moving forward. So once everything is finalized, okay, we're going to wait for Google, okay, to see if they will trigger for re-verification, okay? Because, because we will make some updates, like, you know, the phone number, making sure that, you know, the website linked to that Google profile is correct. So, yeah, and we will update you right away, okay, once verification is needed. So, and also, would like to, you're very welcome, Travis, and also would like to, I think we still need admin access for your business Facebook page, Travis.
Yeah, how do I do that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, there is a special link for this. Let me send it to you. So all you need to do is just click on that special link, okay, and then you just follow the on-screen instructions, okay, to connect your business Facebook page. Let me just email you that. Okay. Okay, yeah, I have sent you the email, okay, with the link that you can use to connect your business Facebook page to us.
Great.
Okay.
You emailed it or texted it?
Actually, it will also trigger a text, so you will receive both the link, email and text. You're very welcome, Travis. Yeah, we look forward for giving you those access, okay, so that we can work on the optimization and run the ads for you. That is all I wanted to let you know. If there's anything else that we're missing, we will just let you know.
Thank you very much. I have some questions. Like, I haven't really had a lot of time to dig into this since I signed up last week. So today is the first chance I've had to really log in at all and then start looking at everything. I've looked at the web editor. I'm assuming there's a ton of work there that needs to get done. I haven't had a chance to upload anything to anybody from pictures, logos, that kind of stuff. I have all of that, but I'm a little unclear on where to actually upload that or send that to. Quite a few files.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good thing that you asked, okay. To upload the pictures, if you have an existing logo, you know how to log into the Local Splash dashboard, right? You have the app.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually logged in right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So in your app, you see the business info section on the upper right-hand side.
If
you don't see it, okay, you see it? That's good. Yeah, go to the business info section and then you scroll down. Yeah, scroll down until you see the media.
I got it. Yeah, so I've seen this earlier. So this is where I just drag and drop stuff into that.
Yes, that is correct.
And where is that? So it's not going to show up anywhere. You guys are going to then use that and manipulate it. Correct?
It doesn't
make it post anywhere. It just makes it available for you guys. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't automatically, be made available for the public. So.
Okay. And then do you know yourself preferences on logo? I've got white background and clear background versions of PNGs for the logo.
As for the logo, you can actually send us both. In the dashboard, I think it doesn't allow you to upload like two logo. You can send us an email, okay? And and then attach those two logos that you have, different colors. You can email us to support@localsplash.com. Yeah, I'll have our team decide, which one is best.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. And then cover photos, just going to be one. Business photos, that's just
Yeah, for business photos, yeah, you can upload, you know, many photos as much as you can. Yeah, make sure that this showcase.
This is up to 10. I don't know if there's an actual limit, but I'll just start there.
I think for one, you know, let me see.
It's fine. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, there is actually a limit, though. I think when you like you click on the upload photos or add photos, yeah, this is that time that you can put 10 photos at a time and then upload and then another batch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
I will
all right.
start working on that today as well. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem at all, Travis. Anything else you need help with?
Well, just one more question while I got you. I see my, if I go back to home, the business info includes my address. So I'm not sure how the whole address thing works because I've got a PO box that I prefer people to use for sending me stuff. But as far as like physical location, that's not where my business is located. So I'm not sure, how the address is being used.
Okay.
I don't want to receive mail basically at this address, and I also don't want people stopping by at this address, my main business address, because it's my house and I just run my business out of my home. And
it's
a remote business essentially. Like I'm a general contractor, so I don't do sales or anything out of my own house, if that makes sense.
Okay, I see. Okay, for the address, since this is a service-based business, okay, yeah, we don't really need to, you know, display the address. I can coordinate with our team to hide the address, okay? You don't have to show the address, okay?
I don't care, like, if people search my business and it shows up as my, you know, on Google Maps, let's say, and it shows up there, that's fine. I just don't want it to be like super publicized that this is, if that makes sense. I've got business cards and I've got my PO box on that because that just makes it easier.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. We can definitely hide that. There will be no problem though, you know, when it comes to like people locating your business. Okay. Because we have this, areas assigned, right? So still people can, you know, can look up your business online.
And then there's a primary search phase.
Mm-hmm.
There's a primary search phase. It's excavation contractor, North Plains, Oregon. I don't understand what the primary search phrase means. I just don't want it to be limited to North Plains, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the location, this is actually attached to your primary search phrase. The primary search phrase is the keyword, okay, that you want to appear the most, okay, or you want
specifically looking for excavator in North Plains, then that's what's going to come up.
It's not that. It's just that for the primary search phrase, this is like by default, okay? But it doesn't mean that the target is limited in North Plains.
All right. Yeah, if somebody – you're not familiar with the area, I assume. So this whole area is all kind of suburb of Portland. And while I don't particularly want to do work in Portland, there are bigger suburb towns like Hillsborough and Beaverton and Forest Grove that people would have, you know, opportunities in those areas. So if they're looking, they're not going to search for excavation contractor in North Plains, if that makes sense. They're going to just look for excavation contractor within their local, you know, on their browser. And I just want to know if I'm going to show up based on their location.
Well, it depends because we have search terms, right? So these terms are, either one of these terms, okay? You can use one of these terms, okay, to search for your business. So again, it's not going to be limited, okay, for this keyword.
Okay.
I hope I didn't answer your question.
Sorta. I'm not sure how it all works yet. So apologies. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to understand
okay.
it.
Yeah, it's okay. If you wanted to actually view, okay, what are the other keywords?
I've seen those as well, yeah. They were on there, yeah. I just wasn't sure what the primary search phrase actually means. Mm-hmm. Like, the town of North Plains, that's the town name. I'm not sure why that's particularly relevant.
Okay, so for the Google Business Profile, one of the requirements is to have a physical location. Okay, but PO Box is not allowed.
No, I get that. I'm just wondering about the North Plains search in the search phrase, because like nobody, I guess I'm just telling you that nobody's sitting there searching for, like, typing in the search phrase. Nobody's going to do that.
Yes. Yeah, I do agree with you, you know. So some people,
I just want to know if it's like geo-tagged somehow where based on their location, my business would show up in a search return based on their fact that they're within, you know, a certain distance from this North Plains area.
Yes, yes.
Does that make sense? Is that how that works or no?
How it works really is, you know, me, when I search for business online, I don't put like location down. So if I wanted excavation contractor, I just put in excavation contractor, because I think it's device that we use. We have a location turned on, right? So, yeah. They don't necessarily. Yeah. You don't necessarily.
I mean, unless you're like at home, I don't know if like how that works with your internet service. Like I use Starlink, so my internet service shows that I'm at a different location than.
Yeah. And also the internet that you're connected to, you know, will pinpoint the location where you're connecting the internet from, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
So, anyway, all right. I'm sorry to bug you. I was just curious about how that works and what that means.
Oh, okay. Well, but then again, the primary search phrase is the main keyword you want to advertise your business the most.
But when you say keyword, does that mean what people are looking for? Or is that, do you understand my question? Is that what people are typing into the search bar?
Yes.
What the expectation is? And what I'm saying is that nobody's ever going to actually type that in.
Okay.
It's very unlikely that the population of North Plains is so low that, like, no one's going to be searching explicitly for that. Mm-hmm. They're going to look for Hillsborough or Portland. As what their like location would be, if they're going to put in a location at all. So I'm just curious how that's beneficial to add that as a primary search phrase.
I mean, the North Plains, we cannot. It's actually not literally linked, okay, to that specific keyword, excavation contractor.
Okay. I mean, I know that you guys have to put something in there. That's fine. I just was curious as to how, like, are there metrics that can show that people are looking for that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, because this is just shows, like, where you're operating from, okay? But it's not really, where you want to appear the most.
Correct.
So, it's more like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as long as other people that are searching just generally can find me, that's all I care about.
Yes, that's right. Because we have also assigned service areas, where we can, you know, expand, the search.
So where is that currently at?
Okay. We are targeting... Yeah, this information is also available on your dashboard. So here are the service areas we're targeting.
Is that
from
under business info?
Yes. And business info, and then you scroll down. find service areas. And also,
What's GBP?
It's a Google Business Profile.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And why is like North Plains not selected there, and neither is ads?
Mm-hmm.
It's got specifically North Plains, Oregon under that, and it says it's the Google Business Profile is not checked.
Okay, so it's not checked. That means that we're not targeting that location.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing a more broad location because North Plains is a town within Washington County. So Washington County is selected there. So I think we're okay.
Yes, yes. So I think this was discussed during the onboarding. And also the location, I can recommend something instead of targeting, you know, like broader county, we can target like specific cities. Because it can make a significant difference in both the visibility and also the lead quality. So
something I can modify, or do you guys have to do that?
You can actually modify. Yeah, if you wanted to remove it, just uncheck. Yeah, uncheck, and it will be removed.
You've selected over 4 service areas. This can lead to lower rankings. What does that mean? Lower rankings. What does lower rankings mean?
I think, I think it's because we're targeting only counties. The system detected that, you know, we have fewer areas that we're targeting. But it's okay. Okay. Sometimes the system will tell you that, but, it doesn't necessarily mean, that we will, that our ranking would appear lower. But then again, I do recommend targeting specific cities because Google prioritizes.
So instead of the counties, put in cities. Okay, that makes sense. And that was just for the Google Business Profile. It was a warning for that one. So, okay, cool. I will play with this. Thank you. I was able to add Hillsboro in there, no problem. So thank you.
Okay, awesome.
I'll keep playing with that. Thank you.
Okay, Oh, you're very welcome, Travis. Yeah, I just wanted to, make sure though that, everything is up and running here, okay? And if there's anything that I see that, needs some tweaking a little bit, I do always recommend that to our clients. So
thank you.
The campaign. Mm-hmm.
I got the email for the Facebook thing. I will get that done now. That makes me a little nervous giving other people access to my stuff, but.
Oh, okay. At first you will be asked to log into your personal Facebook, but it doesn't mean that we will have access to the Facebook page. You just need to proceed, okay? And then, on the next page, we'll have option to choose, okay, which page you want to connect to us.
Okay.
I understand that you're concerned about security, but
I don't even know my Facebook account on this. I might have to do this from my phone because that one's already linked up. Yeah, I'll do it on my phone.
Okay.
All right, cool. Thank you so much.
No problem at all, Travis. Yeah, just give us a call, okay, if ever you have some questions or any concerns about the account.
Certainly will. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye for now, and take care.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.